90.3 KEXP listener powered radio. That was B Forest, great Italian band with their brand new record. I'm John Richards, and I've wandered down the hall to our studio where we have Kins Live. You guys ready to go?
Yep.
All right, it's all you.
Take me prisoner inside your mood. Feed me your ass and take my shoes. Hold me back, pour water down my throat. I'd still be dedicated to you.
Kins Live here on The Morning Show, Pale Faced Fear from the new self-titled release. You've been hearing a lot of here on The Morning Show, played last night at the Sunset, and you said it was a good show.
It was.
First time in Seattle playing, and good for you guys?
For all of us. None of us have ever been here before.
That's pretty awesome. How long have you been in town?
2 days.
2 days. Yeah. Well, then you've really got to enjoy the weather. Yeah. Not just pass through it quickly. We'll talk about more about where you guys are headed in a few, but you got another song for us? All righty.
You wanna leave it? See it coming round again. Just as you walk away, it follows. I
Ken's live here on the morning show. I think just about the perfect song here on a Monday morning. That could have gone on a little while longer. I would have been okay with that. I love the vibe in that song.
The original intention was for it to be 20 minutes long.
Ken, live, will you do it 20 minutes, you think, at some point?
One day.
Yeah. You're like, we got an encore. You ran out of songs.
That's it.
Fourth album era.
Yeah.
Just regurgitating old material.
Oh, man. It's good. It's a great song. I played it many times. Post Tropical Storm is the new album is self-titled. It is out here in the U.S. You guys just played last night at the Sunset. And you were touring with Courtney Barnett as well earlier, right?
Yeah.
She's brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a great time with them.
Yeah. I was going to say, Courtney's coming up, I think at some point, to play live on KXP. I think there's a session happening. But
yeah.
Live, can you tell me a little bit about the show?
She's just totally rocking.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah,
they're really typical kind of like Melbourne rockers. Love that rock thing. It's great.
Were you guys originally from Australia, correct?
A couple of us.
A couple of you are, yeah. And you're living where now?
In Brighton.
You had to think about England. That for a second.
Yeah. I've been, yeah.
How long have you been on the road? It hasn't been too long, has it?
No, it's been a few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're here in the U.S. And we'd mentioned earlier you are heading off to St. Paul on Thursday, and then you have a show at the University of Wisconsin-Madison on Friday. Then you're off for South by Southwest, and I wish you well in the Midwest weather.
Thanks.
Very, very cold. And then you got a bunch of shows down to South by Southwest. You have four now. That is very low. I'm assuming by the time you get to South by, you'll have like 12 shows.
Yeah.
That's sort of the deal. Are you excited to get down there?
Very much so, yeah. I think there's a couple more just not announced.
But, yeah. I'm sure.
But yeah, I think it's kind of like a 100-meter sprint, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I think we're just going to...
If it's anything like The Great Escape in Brighton, it's often a matter of you just get told that you're doing a show in 20 minutes.
It's 1 in the afternoon. You're in somebody's backyard. It will be a lot like that. It's very, very cool if you haven't been down there. Are the bands down there you're playing with, you excited about? Are there
So many.
Yeah, are there fellow Australian bands or English bands coming?
I know Rick was really excited to see Future Islands.
Oh, yeah.
And I recently listened to them. They're amazing. There's Timber Tamba coming down. Who else? Feels?
Young Father's going to be at the Scottish Showcase. In there.
I like that new record a lot, too.
Yeah,
it's very, brilliant. Very good. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about your record. Tell me a little bit about like where the songs came from, how long you've been working on them, how long this record's been, how long it took to put together.
Many years.
Yeah?
Yeah. When we relocated to England a few years ago, we had an album ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the time that we kind of slowly got things happening, I was just always writing. And we ended up with that album, which is totally different to the album we came over with intending to release. Which is good because I think it's always improoving.
Do you go back to that first album then? Where are those songs?
Don't know what to do with that. We'll see.
Change them up, make them 20 minutes apiece.
Fifth album. After our fourth album, like ambient.
Well, you got to do your live album. Then you got your double,
that's
album,
it.
Orchestra, So what's maybe that? They'll come back then.
Yeah.
Well, I know people are bummed who are listening right now, didn't make the show last night. So I hope you make it back here to the Pacific Northwest. You're always welcome up
Definitely.
Here.
Definitely.
Yeah. You got a few more for us?
Do.
All right. It's Kins. We're live here on Listener Powered KEXP.
Away from you. It's time to seize up in a busy scene.
Kins live here on The Morning Show. New self-titled release out now. One of my favorites of the year. I have a feeling by the end of the year, it's still going to be one of my favorites of the year. Even though we're early. It's very, very good. So nice work on the album. And you guys got one more from it?
That's it. This one's Aimless.
Shine
So happy I came to work today. Ken's live here on the morning show. That sounded beautiful. Nice work.
Thanks.
I know you were up late playing, and turning around and playing early isn't easy, but man, that was great. Good work. Hopefully you don't have to do that too much, but we're warming you up for South By, where you may have multiple shows a day. They are also going to be in St. Paul on Thursday and University of Wisconsin on Friday and in South By Southwest. After that, what's the plan for Ken's after South By? Continue to tour in the U.S. or are you out of here?
Oh, definitely. We'll be back hopefully within a few months.
Oh, good.
But just all planning, you know, whether we make another album or continue touring.
Please do both.
Whatever we're doing is activity. So
stay busy.
Yeah,
that's good. As long as you're making music, I'm okay with that. So thanks again for coming in so early.
Good luck
with the tour. And man, I cannot recommend this band's album or their live show enough. Big thank you to our video team and Kevin Suggs and all the good sound he puts out each and every day. Tomorrow, we have Cheetahs live on the morning show, and I believe Friday Cymbals are going to be live as well. So we got a lot of live music coming up. I want to thank all the listeners again. You make these sessions possible. Without you in this last drive, there would be no live music, the hundreds of in-studios that take place here where I sit. So I thank you guys very much. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow at 6 a.m. Cheryl's up. I'll see you tomorrow. It's 90.3 KEXP, Seattle.